And Larry Wasavi with his Out of Town Checks, and our theme there, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Running just a few minutes behind, it is our 484th edition of our Musicians Come and Play, as you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now at 8 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading at 31 degrees, overcast skies, blustery day here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in. Say good morning to Mr. Matt Ringhofer. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
Morning. Doing well.
Great. Doing well. Great. Great to hear from you. And, first of all, you're down in New Ulm, Minnesota, God's country down there. What's it like this morning in New Ulm?
Well, it's blustery, and it's a little overcast, and the clouds are zipping by.
Okay. Sounds like the same thing as we have up here in central Minnesota. So
sure. We're
on the same page. Very good. And, Matt, we got to meet you at the Oktoberfest. We're down there just a month ago there, first weekend in October. And we were down at the Shell's Brewery, signed up for the tour that day. I think it was 2 o'clock tour. And lo and behold, we get Matt Ringhofer for our tour guide. And what a treat we had that day. It was just simply a wonderful tour. You're so knowledgeable and know so much about the place. Tell us a little bit about your career at Shell's.
All right. So I've been at Shell's just coming up on 16 years in June. And I've been given tours there for since that time. And then when they opened the beer hall, I started serving beer in the beer hall. Schlepping their beer at the beer hall at Shell's about 3 years ago.
Okay, very good. And so we call this program Musicians Come and Play. So any music in your background at all? Did you play any instruments or anything?
Well, no, I love to listen to music.
You play the radio, huh?
Yeah, play the radio, and of course we're in a lot of polka down here in New Ulm, so polka, of course, a lot of it.
Yep.
And then the Shell's Hobo Band and a lot of other different things that are kind of true to New Ulm and unique to New Ulm as well.
Okay. Well, very good. So let's back up and start with your history. Were you born in New Ulm, born and raised there?
Yep, I was born in New Ulm here back in 1972.
Okay.
And, I spent a lot of years here, of course, for school, and then left for a while to go to college and then came full circle, and I've been back here in New Ulm now about 23 years again.
Okay. And so is Shell's Brewery your day job, or do you have a different job?
Yep. So Shell's Brewery is a weekend job in the winter, and then in the summer I do tours periodically through the week.
Okay.
And work in the beer hall. And then I have a full-time job in Mankato, Minnesota as a middle school counselor.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Well, you really know your stuff. I mean, did a great job with the tour. We were just thoroughly entertained. And what intrigued you to work at New Ulm at the Shell's Brewery?
Well, you know, as most people about my age would have said to you and to others about the brewery is that, you know, we'd sneak out there as kids and check out the peacocks and deer.
Yeah.
And then sneak into the tap room and have 1919 root beer then, of course, if we could get in there. And usually it was pretty... things were a bit different back then as far as being open to the public, so
yeah.
We would sneak out there and hang out, and we loved the brewery because it was a great place to be as kids.
Okay.
Really tucked away and secluded. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, and it is, and it's for anybody that hasn't been there, we sure invite them, welcome them, come on out. You do the tours year-round, huh?
They do the tours year-round during from Labor Day to Memorial Day, so all winter it's typically Friday, Saturday, and some Sundays, and then they knock off Sundays in the winter,
mm-hmm.
and then restart that up again in the spring as the summer season starts to roll around. And then during the summer months, tours are 7 days a week.
And you can have a full tour schedule year-round like that? There's enough people always coming that are interested in the brewery?
Yeah, you know, it's fun about the brewery is that it brings a lot of people in from all over, mainly because of the history, and of course you get to have delicious beer at the end, and we have a lot of people who've never been on the tours, surprisingly so, more that have never been on the tours than not.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, And you get people all kinds of walks of life. I mean, look what you got on our tour. You got me.
Yeah.
And
so
and my
get all walks of life.
Yeah, and my brother-in-law was along, and after sampling all that beer, we got sort of talkative. I mean, it was really fun in the hall there.
Yeah, that's never happened before where people have beer and it's very talkative, believe it or not, that's often.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. You know, we've been coming down there now for a number of years for the Oktoberfest, and we just are so intrigued by New Ulm. We really enjoy the town and all of its character and everything. It's just a fun place to be. And so then we usually wind up over at the Shell's Brewery. And some years we've been out there and actually sat in the what would you call it, the beer garden or the park there, part of the Shell's Brewery. And I don't know, for some reason, that time of the year, October, you can hit some really nice days. The last couple, we've been bugged with the hornets or the Asian beetles and all that sort of thing. But sometimes over the past few years, we've been there and we just didn't want to go home. We just loved sitting out there enjoying a Shell's beer. And, well, they've got that Jenga game there on the sidewalk there that they play out of 2x4s there. And, oh, you get a few beers and some people, they will really play. I mean, it's really fun.
Yeah, well, it's very true. And then, of course, our outdoor areas, the deck and the lower garden are pet-friendly, so you can bring dogs. And if people want to bring lunch, they can bring lunch to the – we encourage people to do that, to bring in their own food. Sometimes we have food trucks, but it's hit or miss. So we always say, you know, bring in a picnic or order food in, and you can hang out at the brewery and have a great lunch, whatever you want to bring in. So
absolutely.
Kind of nice.
Absolutely. Well, Matt, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. Now moving into December by the end of this week, which means the holiday season is underway with all of the parties, get-togethers, activities, and events that come with this time of the year. The St. Joe Meat Market is here for you with all sorts of food and meat ideas to center your gathering around. There's bulk Christmas candy, one of the largest selections found in central Minnesota, all packaged to grab and go. From the ever-popular cheese and meat trays to a roaster full of one of our award-winning sausages, try some of our homemade deli-sliced roast beef, which comes with the au jus. Our sliced-off-the-bone ham is great on a tray in a sandwich, or it can be warmed as the main course. We've already made several batches of our famous and traditional holiday sausage by request of the Thanksgiving travelers who were here for Thanksgiving and won't be returning before the Christmas holiday. For the more formal events, one of our already seasoned prime rib roasts, the possibilities are endless when you stop in or call the St. Joe Meat Market on behalf of your activity. For prices or information, call 320-363-4913. Like us on Facebook or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. A wish to you and yours for a safe and fun-filled holiday season from Harvey and Carol and the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Matt, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. We put up a nice package of meat there of various items, hot dogs, bologna, summer sausage, snack sticks, snack packs, wieners, bologna, I think I mentioned, brats, breakfast links. We send it out priority mail and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you?
Yeah, that sounds excellent. I'm very much looking forward to trying all the great treats that come out of that particular butcher shop, so that'll be really great.
You bet. And you've been known to sample a few brats over the years at some of the festivals and events down in that New Ulm area?
Yep, typically brats that are cooked in beer, of course.
Oh, there you go.
Shell beer, yeah. And Mondiegers and you name it.
Ah, very good. Matt, you married or family or anything?
Yep, I've been married to my wife for 20 years. Her name is Wendy, and she's also a tour guide at Shell's.
Oh, she is.
And then, and she's a sixth-grade science teacher at the same school I work at. And then we have two daughters who are, our oldest daughter is 19 and our youngest is 16, soon to be 17.
Okay. Well, one more thing about the brewery is they have a band that's called the Shell's Hobo Band. And tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so the Shell's Hobo Band was an idea that came from Al Marty, one of the descendants of the August Shell Brewing Company. He had a love for music. He played many instruments, quite a character, really a great guy to be around, very friendly, very generous, and he was also known to want to start a band. So back in the 1940s, he started the Shells Hobo Band to just have great music playing, fun, fast-paced, and they have been around ever since that time, playing all over southern Minnesota in festivals, including in our Shells Beer Garden throughout the summer months, still to this day.
So are they employed by the brewery then, or are they independent?
They are independent. They're not employed by the brewery, and most of the folks that are part of the band have, you know, they come and go throughout the year, but they're very exceptional musicians.
Yes, yeah. And wonderful. And they have one recording on CD, and I need to try to get a hold of some of those. So I'll talk to you after a bit here about getting some of those. But yeah, just a fun group. And well, they've appeared. Do you go back to the days of the Polka Days, the Monday night parade and everything downtown in New Ulm?
Yeah, the Polka Days, of course, that goes back, and then it became Heritage Fest. But the Hobo Band's been around much longer than that.
Oh, okay, so they would appear in that parade as well on Polka Days.
They did. The Polka Days, and yep, they did appear in that. And, of course, as I mentioned, in the Heritage Fest parade and then now the Bavarian Blast Parade, they usually show up there during the summer months today.
Okay,
now.
Okay. So are there any perks or anything? They are independent, but does the Shells company, or do they sort of, I'm not sure if I can get the question out right, but do they kind of do anything special towards the band or something, give them any perks or anything that they play or at the brewery or anything like that?
Yeah. Well, if they, you know, if they show up at the brewery and stuff and they play, they typically get, you know, well, there's some beers involved and that sort of thing, and they take care of the Shells Hobo Band.
Okay.
As far as getting them a good spot in the beer garden during those months.
So, oh, okay.
They do look out for them. Yep.
Oh, okay. So there is some affiliation there then.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I was trying to tie this together with, so very good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Just a little bit of brief history about the brewery. You've got it all on the tip of your tongue there, so just tell the folks a little bit when it started, who was the founder, and a little bit, just a brief history of it.
Yeah, so very, very briefly, it was founded by August Schell, who's our founding father, of course, and he came from Germany and started the business here in New Ulm with a partner in 1860, and then it's been in the family ever since that time. We are soon going to be a sixth-generation family member in the state of Minnesota as the oldest family-owned business in the state of Minnesota. At next year, it'll be 164 years old.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. Who is the heir-to-be for the...
So currently, our president is Ted, and then he is going to be handing it down to his middle son, Kyle Marty, who is already very involved and ready at the helm to go and assume that very, very big role anytime.
Wow, that is awesome. And number of beers that you guys produce down there, I mean, you brew them all. You showed us, toured us through the whole brewery, how it's all done there. How many do you brew right now?
Oh, gosh, it varies throughout. You know, they started the pilot series where they can make smaller batches of beer,
mm-hmm.
And they serve those in the beer hall. And so yesterday I was in the beer hall working, and they had, cranberry wild rice ale that just came out that's just specific to our beer hall.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have other smaller batch beers that come out throughout the year, stouts. They have a stout right now that's available in the oatmeal stout.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of our other stuff that's sold year-round, Firebrick and Deer Brand. And then you've got, of course, your Oktoberfest and Bockfest beers that come out seasonally. And so there's a lot of different stuff that's all rotating all the year through, typically between 10 and 14 beers, kind of continuously rotating through.
Sure, sure. And along the way, you guys, Shells purchased the rights or the owner, business of Greenbelt too, huh?
Yep, Shells purchased Greenbelt about 21 years ago.
Really?
And making the Greenbelt here, they purchased those original two recipes, and then they've been making that here and had a, they created Greenbelt Blue. and some of those other products that those are true to the Shell's original products they made. And then, you know, they have the continue to make the grain belts in the traditional bottle with the diamond-shaped label on those clear bottles, as that was what the advertising was so many years ago. They just kept that, and it's owned by Shell's today.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And so you're, you know, fairly young yet, so the future, you're planning on continuing to work there every year and do the tours, and what does it look like?
I chuckle a little bit. I hope they keep me for as long as I can stand up and give tours, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. That's wonderful. I don't know what any of the other guides are like, because we only had the one tour with you, but if they're all as informative and, you know, just interesting, like you made the tour, people will certainly keep coming back. We'll come back for another tour and another one, because the information is overwhelming, you know, to hear how it got started and how many years it's been going and all of that. So, you know.
Yeah, well, So we've got, currently we have five men and two women that give tours. So there's about seven of us that do the tours. And they also do a deeper dives tour once a month. So you can go with our current president, Ted, or his son, Kyle.
Oh.
And do a guided tour with those two, and that's a little bit longer, and there's a little bit of a higher price to that. But you know what? It's very well worth it, because you get to go into the caves, you get to see the new brew house packaging, the fermentation, some of those areas, and it's a very detailed tour with the president, and then you can ask questions at the very end. So there's a lot of really great opportunities to take in the tours at Shell's when it works for our customers.
I can see that. That sounds really great. Well, Matt, our time is about run out, and unless you have anything else you want to add, we'll let you run.
I'll just say this to anybody who comes down. We're grateful to all the true customers that come down, new customers that show up. It's been a really good ride, and you come down. Hopefully, I'm one of your tour guides. You got, like I said, six others that are going to do an outstanding job as well, a little bit differently, but we're always grateful to have people come down and celebrate Shell's, much like we have for 163 years.
That's awesome. That is really awesome. Well, we thoroughly enjoyed ourselves, and we look forward to next year coming down again, and we'll look you up. Yeah, for sure. We'll find you in the beer hall. That we know. So at one time or another.
Sounds good.
All righty. So if you want to hang on the line, Matt, I'll talk to you off the air. But I'll take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play.
Happy to do it.
And good Lord willing, we'll do it again sometime. How's that?
That sounds great. I'll be happy to come on for a second round.
All right. Sounds good. We'll let you run. Have a good day, Matt.
Yep. Thank you.
All righty. And there he goes, Mr. Matt Ringhoffer, our 484th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up, some music by the Shell's Hobo Band and maybe a couple other New Ulm bands as well. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 484th edition of Musicians Come and Play. And our guests there, Mr. Matt Ringhofer, tour guide and employee of the Shell's Brewery, August Shell's Brewery in Newell, Minnesota. And again, a fellow that we met back in Oktoberfest, and just a wonderful person, you bet. 14 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and we have a temperature reading of 30 degrees here in central Minnesota. And we're going to feature a little music right now by the Shell's Hobo Band. And I did have a CD, and lo and behold, I could not find it. So I'm going to have to play some off of YouTube. And this is from their 2023 Concerts in the Park, the Shell's Hobo Band. And that is the Shell's Hobo Band with their summertime medley here on KASM. And that takes us now to 17 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. And our temperature is at 30 degrees once again. 31, our daytime high so far. And we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. That is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Yes, Jeannie B's, and Jeannie B texting me some information like she does each and every week. And I just need to pull that up here. So here we go. And Jeannie B, well, she says hello from a Christmas in Nashville. Yes, Jeannie B and a great group of tourists from central Minnesota and beyond arrived in the Music City yesterday to begin a festive holiday week of sightseeing, great music, and a grand time at the beautiful Opryland Hotel. Jeannie B's Tours wants to make sure that everyone knows they are invited to the December 7th, 2024 Tours Presentation Day at Jeannie B's Tours office, downtown Freeport. The sessions showing the itineraries for Treasures of Ireland, Alaska Land, Colors of New England Rails and Trails, Danube River Cruise, Austria and Germany, Canadian Rockies and Glacier, Banff and Lake Louise, and the greater Canadian cities. And that presentation will be from 9 until 11 on December 7th, with an included lunch served at 12 noon. And you may also enjoy lunch at noon and take part in the 1 to 3 p.m. presentation. So now is the time to reserve your seats on exciting 2024 Extended Flyout Jeannie B Tours. So call 320-345-1581 today to RSVP for a session time and your lunch. And, of course, they need a head count, so she needs you to sign up ahead of time. So don't miss this chance to book your dream vacation with Jeannie B. Mark your calendars for December 7th at Jeannie B's Tours. And remember, seeing is believing. Once again, Jeannie B's Tours, and a fun group to travel with as 2023 is winding down. Just a couple of events left on the calendar, and that will be it for 2023. Jeannie B's Tours proudly bringing us our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Coming up on 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading is at 30 degrees here in central Minnesota. Our music continues with the Shells Hobo Band, and I'm not sure what is next, but we'll take a listen.
I feel like last week was crazy. Hopefully it doesn't get any worse than that. So here's our version of Lazy Crazy Days of Summer.
Crazy Days of Summer with the Shells Hobo Band. Shells Hobo Band looks like it has a total of three trumpets, two clarinets, and a couple of trombones, a baritone, tuba, and a drummer. So 3, 6, 9, 10, 11 piece band, and making some very nice music. Great for festivities and parades and so on in New Ulm, Minnesota. We're going to switch gears right now. Bring you music by two of the great New Ulm bands. Right now, it's the Six Fat Dutchmen and one called the Sugar Time.
Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper. Supper time, be my little sugar and love me all the time. Now sugar time is any time that you need or just a pill, so don't you roam. Just be my honeycomb, we live in a heaven of love. Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time, be my little sugar and love me all. In the morning, honey, in the evening, honey, at supper time, be my little honey and love me all the time. Put your arms around me and swear by stars above, you'll be mine forever in heaven of love. Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time, be my little sugar
The Six Fat Dutchmen, one called the Sugar Time Polka. 24 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 30 degrees here in central Minnesota. Music continues with the Six Fat Dutchmen, one called the Ocean Waves. Luffemacher and the Six Fat Dutchman, one called the Ocean Waves Waltz. 27 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, temperature of 30 degrees here in central Minnesota, and of course all those folks that live down in New Ulm had a lot to do with the Shells Brewery. Harold, of course, and I know they played for a number of occasions over the years alongside of the Shells Hobo Band. Right now, here's another band from New Ulm, Elmer Scheid and his Hulerei Dutchman, and a nice polka tune, Broke But Happy Polka. Thank you. Elmer Scheid and his Hooleray, Dutchman, and one called The Broke But Happy Polka. Another nice polka tune with Elmer Scheid, and this one's called The Charming Kitty Polka. Elmer Scheid and his Hooleray Dutchman, and one called The Charming Kitty Polka. A couple more on the way with Elmer Scheid and his Hooleray band. And let's see what we can come up with. Elmer Scheid and his Hooleray Dutchman. And I'm just looking for if we have that one. Well, we'll go with the Pepper Pot Polka. How's that? Elmer Scheid and his Hooleray Orchestra, one called the Pepper Pot Polka. Thank you. Great number there by Elmer Scheidt and his Hula Rai Orchestra, the Pepper Pot Polka. Nice tuba solo in that number. Here's the one I was looking for, another tuba solo, one called The Elephant's Waltz, one of the songs Elmer Scheidt most known for. Elmer Scheidt and his Hula Rai Orchestra with the Elephant's Waltz and Dare Comic on the tuba solo. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a nice song. I sometimes think that Elmer maybe used this for his theme song over the years. It's one called Bohemian Memories. Elmer Scheidt and his Hula Rai Orchestra, one called Bohemian Memories. wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.